Purim is a very special day, many different facets of it, and try a little bit to speak about a nekuda, deep nekuda, about something of a sheirish in Purim. It's called Pur, or Agoyril, and Yimei HaPurim, because people called it Hashem Agoyril. And almost everybody asks that Lechur, it's a very, very, A, it's not significant, and B, if anything, it's the Tzara, it's the Tzar, it's not the Yeshua, it's not what was good. So why give a Yontif? Pesach is Hashem Kachrochos Pasach, Sukkis is Sukkis Shafti Aschem, and so on. Why would we have a Yontif named on something that is totally of insignificant, something that's not shaykh? So let's talk a little bit about this. It's an inyan that the musik of a geirul is an inyan that goes very, very far, very deep. Two times in the Torah do you have geirul as an inyan of as something which is the tzura of doing something. Once, Chlukas Haaretz was al pi ha-geirul. It says al pi ha-geirul, the geirul was seveach va'imer ani alisti b'chalko shel zeh. The second place is the geirulus of Yom Kippur. So, why is it? In other words, of all the giluyim of using Dvar Hashem, whether it's nevuah, baskoil, other eifanim of having some sort of ezem lamala, geirul is used for these two things specifically. These are two areas. What's the inyan of geirul in these places? More than that, when you have a nevuah, baskol, you have some sort of hezber in terms of what's happening. A Navi comes and he gives some context. Navi comes and he says, Koyam Hashem, because of this and this and this, therefore this and this. Ruach HaKodesh, probably also something in that context. Urim V'Tumim, you have at least words that spell out something. In geirul, it seems to be totally without any information. It's blind. It doesn't seem to tell you anything, except that something just fell in a certain way. So what's the inyan of geirul as a dvar Hashem and tzivui Hashem? When be'etzem, why, l'mashal, chalukas ha'aretz, why couldn't it be through nevuah? Through Ruach HaKodesh, some sort of sense, it was everything together, it was Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, with Urim V'Tumim, but B'chol Oifin, Al Pi HaGeirul Yechol HaKaretz is the Lashon HaPasik, that seems to be Ikka. One other time that they used Geirul was by Achan. The Pasik doesn't call it a Geirul, it says Vayilochid, Vayilochid. It means Al Pi HaGeirul, but it doesn't say it Mefurish, that's interesting. And it also had to do with Knesses Haaretz, with being Yerush Eretz Yisrael. So let's understand how a geirul works. Lamashal, Navi is making himself to get a Dvar Hashem. So you see the chibur with your Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen stands with the Begadim, with the Urim V'Tumim, and whoever's the Shel stands in front, in the back, and Yisrael. So you see the chibur to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you see how it works. In geirul, where's the chibur? Where is the anything that connects it to Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So I want to use a chazal. Chazal say in two places. The Medrash says by Hagar, when she went to look for a wife for Yishmael from Bnei Mitzrayim, and by Yosef HaTzadik, that he was yifei Torah like Rachel. Chazal seyem litza zroik chutra bavira a ikrikoi. That when you take a stick and you throw it up in the air, it lands on its sheirish. In other words, because it comes from the Adama, and that's where its sheirish is, and that's where its mocker is, so even though you threw up the chutra in Avira, but its metzias is a ikrikoi. Its metzias is koya ikri. So Chazal being megalatos, a soid gonus in the bria, as follows. Whenever you have something, and you're not sure if its metzias is because things caused it a certain way, or that's its essence. So lemosha stick. A stick could be standing on the ground, and it's standing on the ground because someone put it there. Someone cemented into the ground. Someone plunged into the ground. A chutra could be in the avir because it's being supported by two sticks. So if I want to know what is the ikar and sheirish of a chutra, of a stick, so I throw it up in the air, and I remove all other sibis that have sheiches to it, then what's mizgala is the sheirish. So take away, every siba has a seif to it. Every siba has a point at which it stops being. And at that point, eventually, everything must come back to its sheirish and ikar. So adarabba, a geirol is a type of pa'ula where you don't directly tap into the answer you want, but adarabba, you remove the sibis studius, and when you remove the sibis studius, the etzim mechus of the thing becomes the scholar, and what it is, that's what it is. That is the metzias of a geirol. The Maral says that Haman himself didn't want to throw the geirol because he felt that since he's biased against the Jews, he b'meila would affect the geirol, and then it wouldn't be effective because his own bias, that he, whatever it is that he wanted, would come out. He tried to get somebody neutral, and the Maral said he was nichshel, he didn't realize the halacha of Esav son of Yaakov, and the other person was also, and b'meila it came out of bad geirol, not good for him. But al kolponim, the nekuda is there, that the adarabba, geirol works because when you move all the sibis around and around and around, the thing comes back to its sheirish. And if a thing comes back to its sheirish, it's nizgala through geirol. There are two inyanim in the Torah that are giluyim, are in the sheirish ashrashim of the bria. Bereish is bara, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikereishis, and Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Bereishis Bara, like Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch, why they started Torah with Bereishis, is if the Goyim come along with a tain of Listimatem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's the Borei, and he gave it to whoever he wanted to, he gave it to, and that's that. So two Shrashim are Merumes in Bereishis. In the Sheirish Hashroshim of the Bria is Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And those are the most Sheirish they can think. The Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Balam Haba is because Klal Yisrael Be'etzem is Shaykh to it. Klal Yisrael has a Chelek, everybody has a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael because Be'etzem is Shaykh to it. Those are the two Inyanim that are at the Sheirish Hashroshim of the Bria. The kapara of the geirol of Yom Kippur is there because the final beer of a person, whether he's a choyte or not, is not only whether or not he did averis and how many, but what is the person? what's the Sheresh HaShosh in the person? And b'meila, the Geirul is Mavdil. The Geirul tells you that Klal Yisrael be'atzmiyusa is Lashem, and the Chatoyim are Chutzaloi. The Pu'ula that's Mevarer, what's the Sheresh, what's the Ikri of Klal Yisrael, and what's tagged on, happens dafka through a Geirul. And let's understand a little bit logically with Alder HaSeichel. Sibas, studies, are always with a Mahalach. How come you're going to this and this place? Because I think that I might meet somebody that I want to meet. How come you're not going to this place? There's somebody that I don't want to meet. It's expensive to be there. The weather's not good this time of the year. V'chulu. But when I ask somebody, why are you home? There's no answer. Because that's where I am. That's my metzias. My metzias is at home. So the shayla ikrei is not teufis, shaylas and tshuvis. Not siba mesaviv, not shaylas and tshuvis. It is because it is because it is. So Yom Kippur, the geirul of Yom Kippur is mevarer, Klal Yisrael's ikrei of Lashem, and the Lazozel be'etzem is chutzaloi. Eretz Yisrael is the second thing that belongs to Sheresh HaShoshim. It doesn't have a Siba, and that's why it belongs to the Bereishis, and that's why its Chaluk is primarily also Geirul. Everything else is just a Siyu Balma, but it's Geirul be'etzem. Haman came to be Oiker Be'atzmis Klal Yisrael. Haman, when they speak about Mikra and so on, the main point of it is there is no Metzias in the world that has Be'etzim Metzias, and B'meila there's no in the world that has Be'etzim Metzias, and there's no Toiv, and there's no Lekus. Anything that you're telling me is the core Metzias, and it exists because it exists, the way we define Havaya, that's, if the Zeluma is Havaya means existence because it exists, and Amalek is nothing exists except for the Zasiba fit. So with Geirul, with the Pu'ula of Geirul, was the only way to be Oikar Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is strong because there are reasons. Historians can give reasons, anthropologists can give reasons, all sorts of reasons can be given. But if I go with a Geirul, then, so Lamashal, anytime I do a Pu'ula, there's always a bias to it. When I go with a Geirul, it's random, there's no bias to it. And B'meila, the Tzura being Oika, the Metzias, Shrash, if anything, is through Geirul. You are also not immune to Ikrim, to Mikrim. It happens, and that's why it is. And B'meila, the Geirul is supposed to take be Mafkiyat. It worked. Geirul was Mafkin between the things that have a Metzias Be'etzim and the things that don't have a Metzias Be'etzim. Geirul deleted Haman because he belongs to the world that has no Be'etzim Metzias. The only Bria that's needed to Mechia Kiloi Hoya is Amalek. And Klal Yisrael, because they have a Metzias, they exist Be'etzim, and their existence became proven and pronounced through the Geirul. And Sfarim HaKadoshim says the following, I'll try to explain it. Pur is begematria twice Eker. I'll explain to you how. They use something called, I'll be Mekatsa, they'll use something called a miluyim of Aleph. In other words, you can spell out the word Eker, Aleph. Each letter becomes full. Lamasha Yud is Yud Vav Dalit. And there's different miluyim depending on whether you use an Aleph or Yud or Hey at the end of the word, at the end of Hey's. So it works out using the miluyim of Hey, where the Hey is fleshed out with another Hey. It comes out that twice Eker is Gematria Pur. That's what it says in Sfarim. I would like to give it a Hezba. The Hezba is because Eka she'eke, the Rambam says in Merlevuchim, Eka she'eke is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is a Metzias because it's a Metzias. Eka miloshin havaya, it doesn't have reason. It is because it is. There's no other because. So in other words, if the poor is something which is the Metzias of the Bria, of the Atzmias of something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the core sheirish of Eka she'eke. So Purim is the Zman when Klal Yisrael's Metzias was Nikva in its most sheirishtika form, the way that the Sershem Kippur, the way that Klal Yisrael's Metzias as Toiv, being sheirishtik and not Sibadik, was Nikva in Kippur through Gerolis. Klal Yisrael's Etzem Metzias, L'idea b'chol dor v'dor, that there is no end to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael's existence is Atzmi and belongs to the Sheirish Hashem, that was Nikva Dafka Pia Goyrel. One more place where it's interesting, the word Goyrel is used, it says by Daniel, that at the very end of Daniel, the end of Sefer Daniel, it says Va'ato lech laketz v'tanuach v'tamoid legoyrolcho laketz hayomin. So the one pasuk that speaks as mefurish about Tchias HaMeisim that can be in Kisra HaKadosh is this pasuk in Daniel. V'tamoid legoyrolcho, and you shall stand up, you shall get up to your lat. What does that mean? Usually, we use the word geirel negatively. That's a geirel, what can you do? V'tamoid l'geirelcha means Tchias HaMeisim is mechuyev from the fact that our Metzias is a Metzias Nitzchis. If our Metzias was there for a reason, we had to act in a certain way, we had to accomplish something, we had to be at a certain place, a certain time, it would not have Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is muchrach because it's our goyrel. Because we belong to Metzias, mikoyach goyrel, not mikoyach siba, that's why it's nitzchi. On the one hand, it's much easier to relate to and understand things that have reason and rhyme to it. But those things are mugbal be'etzim. Things that belong to those shroshim of Eka she'eke, of Havai itself, of Metzias, because it's a Metzias, that's Shayach to Klal Yisrael. It, on something that's meaningful to us, on Yom Kippur, a person hopes that his charata and his viduyim and so on shave off a part of himself that was stuck on artificially through the just being part of the world, and by taking off and shaving off the stuff around, person will be left with his core metzias. That's the geirul of Yom Kippur. The geirul of Purim is to help a person realize that a nekuda, if his nekudas of simcha in life has a kesher with ruchnius, and it's shayach to asheinu matoiv chalkeinu manoim garaleinu, that a person's sense of being a yid, this is who we are, and we will be what we are, and our metzias as ruchniistic people is nitzchias. If a person is able to be m'ora some simcha along that line, a person has put the second part of his personality into place through a geirel. A person has been able to see the self. You know, when a person's mood softens and what comes out is toiv, is on the kudus of toiv, then a person understands that even though I don't understand myself completely, but toich toichi, what's there is an achiz and a sheirish that's beyond seichel and beyond das. We should be seicha. The poor, the girl which is a poor, which means the eker she eker, that Kaiosol's nechas nitfas in, its our core metzias, is mezgala in its way today. And through Simchas Hayoyim, through the diminishing of das, and bringing out a simcha pnimius, and shayrishtik, a person recognizes that even a day when he's tossed about, and as a zreik chutra bavira, our ikrei koi, the ikrei that we have, is the brachos of Yisrael Yisroshnik Horatius, and the brachos that are shayches to Eretz Yisrael, Betzonei Bara, Betzonei Chiloi, and this is our lot, Ashreinu, Matoich Alkeinu, Umanoim Gerolenu.